Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Attention terrorists, hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee. I don't know which to get to, the actual hurricane on the coast or the financial hurricane.
Yeah.
So I'll just do both.
Yeah. Do them both at the same time. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, and you know, it used to be you'd be like, well, we now know we're in a recession, right? We now know we had two quarters of negative growth. That came out yesterday. But we don't live in that world where we can speak truths so freely. And so now we have this long, convoluted report by CNN. And as we know, two quarters of negative growth always used to be a recession. Never had that. That has not changed in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just played the audio. 43 seconds of Biden officials, before they were Biden officials, explaining on television what a recession is. A recession is two negative quarters of growth. This is not hard. It's not hard to understand. It's not esoteric. It's not blowing in the wind. It's not so complicated we could never hope to know. It's a recession. It's very simple. So CNN reports it this way. Well, we now have two quarters of negative growth, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Quote, the latest scorecard on the economy may reignite the debate as to whether the United States has been in a recession, commonly defined as two consecutive quarters of negative growth. We cannot know, Lee. The truth is blowing in the wind.
Yeah. It's only a debate for those who deny what is reality.
Right. We cannot know. It is something that we can never know, unless a Republican's in office, then we can know. But you can't know. Can't know. Meanwhile, we are in unprecedented times in so many ways. We have this headline in the New York Post. We've never seen this before. We have had rates raised to slow down growth, right? So we don't end up in inflation. We've had that, right? But what we have now is a Federal Reserve Chairman who's flat out telling us, I'm a cause of recession in the real estate market. I'm take 20% out. So the policy of the Biden administration is now to tank the U.S. economy. Says who? Elon Musk. Here's the headline in the New York Post article, and it's truly jaw-dropping to see where we are. Headline, Elon Musk says it's obviously correct the Fed is tanking the U.S. economy. And they've all but said that. If you read the report, what are they doing? And they make it sound confused. Well, QE, we're clearing off the balance sheet. What are we doing? Well, if you read the report, their goal is to stop households from spending. How? Reduce your wages. Pay cut? Mm-hmm. And job losses. Wait, that's the goal? That's the goal. That's the goal. And if you put in Jerome Powell, Federal Reserve, he is was Trump's appointee, total disaster of an appointee, yet another total Trump disaster appointee. Can't lie, not gonna. He was Trump's appointee first, and now he's Biden's. Because he's such a total disaster, Biden kept him. So he is saying that the only way we can fight this is to shrink your wages, cut your job, and knock tens of thousands of dollars worth of value off your home. What got us here? Who got us here? here? What caused this? Why do we have to have a policy now of Make American Sport? Well, Larry Summers, who called this from the beginning, and I was pointing to him saying he was right back in February of 2021, because this wasn't hard to know what would happen. And remember Larry Summers, Lee, begging and pleading. And what was he begging and pleading about? He was begging and pleading about Joe Biden spending $4 trillion in 2 months as part of the American Rescue Act. No group of human beings on the planet has ever printed that much money. It was 100% printed. 4 months. Nobody knew what would happen. Except Larry Summers, who is in a frothing panic over it. And after a while, U.S. media wouldn't interview him anymore. So he started going to do interviews with the UK Daily Mail, the Financial Times of London, anybody who would listen. And I followed him around the globe as he begged and pleaded and cried and screamed for them not to do this to the American people. They did it anyway. They did it anyway. In case you're wondering, well, but they didn't know. Oh, but they did. Again, here's Jim Clyburn, the number two in Democrat leadership in the House, who really is a number two. Remember that name every time you go to the grocery store, because old Jim did this. Did the Democrats know when they passed the American Rescue Act and decided to print $2 trillion in 4 months, Zimbabwe style, never been done before on the planet ever, that it would cause inflation? Did the Democrats really know, or were they just trying to help? No, they knew. They were cool with it.
You start putting money out the way we did with the Rescue Act, are you going to fan inflation? It just, that I know. That's elementary.
That's Jim Clyburn, February of 2021, NPR interview. Never forget it, Lee. I'm going to play that till that track falls off my computer.
Yeah, because they can't claim, oh, we had no idea. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
You knew exactly what was going on.
That's not just some congressman. That is the number two in Democrat leadership. And then he says, well, do you regret doing this to the American people? And Lee, let's set this up so people can understand how bad this is, okay? Because NerdWallet just did the most stunning analysis. They took Bureau of Labor Statistics, those are federal government statistics, and they fed them right into a standard inflationary, you know, formula. I'm not going to bore you with that part. But if inflation stays in the, you know, 7 to 9% range where it has been, and it will be, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to stay there in a minute. If we do that, how much money will the average American have to make? Not family, average American have to make to maintain the current lifestyle they have right now. They're going to have to get a salary increase every year, wage increase every year of $11,500. Every year? Every year.
Wow.
Some will be poor in 3 years. Pretty much. But you won't be alone. But as Jim Clyburn explained, the American people just got to come around a better way of looking at this. They just got to accept it. Because here's the thing, Lee. Washington has no plans to stop whatsoever. None whatsoever. I'm going to prove it to you in a minute. Here we go, Jim Clyburn. And the American people, they just got to come around to have a better way of looking at this. Now, we will print some money for the poor, but everybody else is going to be poor. And they just have to look at it another way.
All I can say, we may have done a better job preparing people for what was going to take place. But remember, it is a pretty good thing to have something to inflate. But this president's got to worry about those people with nothing to inflate. And we got to take care of them as well. And so I think that the American people will come around to a better way of thinking about this. But we've got to do a little better job of helping them.
So what is he telling you there? They've accepted this is the way we will live now. This is not temporary. And he knew that back in February of 21. Okay, what is our proof of that, Lee? I don't know if anybody's paying attention because Hurricane Ian and all of that to what has just gone on in Congress, because it's pretty horrifying. We needed a continuing resolution, right? Because government ran out of money. Now, come on, we've already printed half our federal budget, okay? Plus another trillion for infrastructure. What's it? $6 trillion total. Anyway, all-time record, but whatever. So what do we just do in the Senate with Republican votes and Mitch McConnell going along? We passed a CR. How much is that? Another $1.5 trillion. Cool.
Wonderful.
Where's that come from? Yeah. We're going to print it. Duh. So what does that tell you? Whatever the lawyers on television say, inflation ain't going anywhere. It's going to stay about where it is. So I would start angling at work on how you going to get that $11,500 raise. Good luck. Because this isn't ending.
Don't think that's going to go over well with the home office.
No. Now, things are a little weird right now, Lee, because we're going into midterms, so nobody wants to talk about cutting anything, right? But there is not anywhere, anybody, right now, as they prepare to print another $1.5 trillion just because, there's nobody in Congress saying, hey, you know what? We can't afford to do this. We can't print. We got to stop. Republican leadership isn't doing it. They're silent on it, largely. I mean, occasionally they'll take a look at the Democrats and say, oh, you know, it's their printing. And it is. These were Biden initiatives that passed without Republican votes. But that continuing resolution yesterday, it had Republican votes. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to pass it in the House with Republican votes, too. Kevin McCarthy will be taking credit for whatever he got, whatever writer he got in there about the border or whatever. And no one will stop to go, like, where is this coming from? Well, it's not real money. If you're wondering how you'll pay, that'd be when you check out at the grocery store. You think chicken's expensive now? Oh, just wait. So, luckily, we have on the other side, just to wrap this segment, we have the Federal Reserve and Elon Musk, headline, New York Post. Elon Musk says it's obviously correct the Fed is tanking the U.S. economy. Why is it tanking the U.S. economy to get a hold of inflation? Who's creating inflation as we speak? Congress. So, here's our new policy as a country. We will deliberately tank the economy. We will make you poor so Congress can keep printing and 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 printing until we go kabloom. The only question is when that will be. That's where we are. Because Jerome Powell could get a hold of inflation. He could by tanking the economy. It hurt, but he could do it. But only if Congress stops printing. But you just heard Jim Clyburn say, MAGA bill, gonna come around. Do a better way of looking at this. What does this mean? They aren't planning to stop ever.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.